Chapter 8. Journey to London.
Let's go!
Sophie cried excitedly. The BFG was now wearing his big black coat, and he put the new dream into his pocket. He took his trumpet from the table, then he turned and looked at Sophie. Would you like to sit on my ear for the journey? He asked.
Yes, please, Sophie said.
Slowly, the BFG twisted his huge right ear until it was flat, and he put Sophie there. It was very soft and comfortable.
Let's go and meet the Queen, cried the BFG.
The BFG started to run very fast through Giant Country. Sophie was very tired, and it was nice and warm on the BFG's ear. She quickly went to sleep, and when she woke up, they were in England.
We're close to London, said the BFG.
Soon there were houses everywhere, but there were no lights in the windows because it was too early in the morning. And everyone was still in their beds. The BFG and Sophie came to some trees, and the BFG stopped.
What's the matter? Asked Sophie.
I don't understand, said the BFG. We're in the middle of London, but suddenly we're in a forest.
It's all right. This is a huge park called Hyde Park. It's very famous, and it's next to the palace, Sophie said. Go straight ahead, then jump over that wall.
The BFG ran very fast. Then he jumped over the wall.
Well done, Sophie said. We're in the Queen's garden.
About 100 metres away, through the tall trees in the garden, they could see the enormous white palace.
Let's go a bit closer, said Sophie.
The BFG walked through the huge garden to the palace. His feet did not make any noise. The BFG's head was as high as the upstairs windows. But he could not see inside because all the curtains were closed. The BFG stopped and put his ear close to the first window.
This room is empty, he told Sophie quietly.
He listened at 10 more windows, but they were all empty too. Then he came to the window in the centre of the palace.
I can hear a woman in there, he smiled. She is sleeping.
He opened the window and pulled the curtains back a little. It was a large, beautiful room with a big bed in it. In the bed, there was a woman. Sophie could not speak. She knew the face from television and newspapers and coins. She was looking at the Queen. Quickly, the BFG took Sophie from his ear and put her on the windowsill of the Queen's bedroom. It was very high, and Sophie felt very afraid, but she did not want to show it.
Don't fall from there, the BFG told her. You must hold the windowsill with both hands.
Then he took the bottle from his pocket and poured the dream into his trumpet. He put one end of the trumpet to his mouth and he put the other end through the window. Then he blew very hard and the dream flew into the Queen's bedroom.
She will have the dream in about an hour, said the BFG. I'm going to wait in the garden. When you want me, say my name and I'll come quickly.
Will you hear me? Sophie asked.
You're forgetting about these, said the BFG, pointing to his great ears. Sophie smiled.
Goodbye, she said.
Suddenly, the BFG kissed her on the head. Sophie's eyes filled with tears. She turned and watched her friend walk away into the dark garden. Behind the curtains, Sophie waited and waited. The yellow sun started to come up, and Sophie began to feel a little warmer in her nightdress. It was very strange. Sophie was only a normal little girl, but she was 5 meters away from the Queen.
No one has done anything like this before. It's very frightening, thought Sophie. But what will happen if she doesn't have the dream?
Then she heard the Queen's voice.
Oh, no! The Queen shouted. Someone stop them! No, no, no!
She's having the dream, thought Sophie. I feel sad for her, but we had to tell her about the giants.
The Queen was quiet again, and Sophie waited. Then someone came into the Queen's bedroom.